three to five, actually, an uneven number, and put the ribbon through it and tie it up as if it's an ornament. Stick that in the tree and then tie a bow, but go real slow with that.
I absolutely love that. And finally, you have on the way out, you have these gumdrop wreaths. Tell me about those. They're very actually, vintage looking because I love candy at Christmas.
They really are older, too. They're probably from the, I'd say, the late 70s.
Okay.
So we don't want to eat nicely. Them. No, they're definitely fake gumdrops. Okay. Everybody thinks they're real.
They're so well done. They are.
They were great. And where there was a hole where one was missing, we just tied a bow around it, a new ribbon, and they look wonderful.
They look
amazing.
They're
on styrofoam or something, but that antique color something gets is what's important.
The patina that it
gets. The patina, the fading. Yeah.
Cindy, you were a wonderful guest. I'm sure we're going to have you back in the new year on Modern Design when we go to video.
Yeah.
And thank you for being such a great guest. All right, listeners, we've come to another edition of The End of Modern Design. We'll be back next week. We have a great guest. She's a professional florist. I'm going to talk about floral things you can bring to your table for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I will see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. Thank you. Everybody have a great, safe day, and get outside. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It wasn't really a surprise, as he'd mentioned it at a thank you tour stop last week. But last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President-elect Donald Trump made it official that his choice for Secretary of Defense is
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
And this time, Mattis was there with him.
I look forward to being the civilian leader, so long as the Congress gives me the waiver and the Senate votes to consent.
The retired general referring to the need to waive a federal law that says a defense chief can have been on active military duty for 7 years prior to Senate confirmation. Mattis retired 3 years ago. Reports are Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as next ambassador to China, and he'll resume his meetings today at Trump Tower, one meeting with North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory, who just conceded a close race for re-election. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's
Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as next ambassador to China, and he'll resume his meetings today at Trump Tower, one meeting with North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory, who just conceded a close race for re-election. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt making the original announcement to the nation after the attack on Pearl Harbor 75 years ago today.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The attack killed more than 2,400 people and drew America into World War II, changing the course of the 20th century. Memorial events will be held in Pearl Harbor as well as in cities across the nation, including New York City and Washington, D.C. Search and recovery operations are into their final phase at the site of a deadly warehouse fire in California last weekend. Oakland fire officials said they won't stop until every inch of the warehouse is covered. So far, 35 of 36 victims who have been recovered have been identified. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan striking a very faithful tone at last night's Capitol Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Washington.
Christ's birth, like this tree, is a reminder that God is always with us. We may neglect him, we may reject him, but he never forsakes us.
Ryan had the honors of flipping the switch on that tree's lights this year. The tree is an 80-foot Engelmann spruce from a national forest in Idaho. The trial against the man accused of gunning down 9 worshipers at a historically black church in South Carolina will begin as scheduled today. A judge denied a motion yesterday that was urging postponement of the trial against accused shooter Dylan Roof. The motion had argued Monday's mistrial in the case of an ex-North Charleston cop, Michael Slager, could affect the jury in Roof's case. It turns out a story about HUD Secretary nominee Ben Carson is fake news. First, the New York Times reported, and then former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee tweeted that if confirmed, Carson would be the first HUD secretary who had ever actually lived in public housing. But reports about the retired neurosurgeon growing up in public housing in Detroit are not true. And superstar singers Beyoncé and Adele could duke it out at the Grammys this year. Both are competing for 3 big awards at the event, which will take place on February 12th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It wasn't really a surprise, as he had mentioned it at a thank you tour stop last week. But last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President-elect Donald Trump made it official that his choice for Secretary of Defense is
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
And this time, Mattis was there with him.
I look forward to being the civilian leader, so long as the Congress gives me the waiver and the Senate votes to consent.
The retired general referring to the need to waive a federal law that says a defense chief can't have been on active military duty for 7 years prior to Senate confirmation. Mattis retired 3 years ago. Reports are Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as next ambassador to China, and he'll resume his meetings today at Trump Tower, one meeting with North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory, who just conceded a close race for re-election. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 4.125% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning and welcome to Raising Conscious Kids. It's about 11:07 on December 7th. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. We have a special guest in our studio today on Raising Conscious Kids. I'm filling in for our awesome host, Kim Pramatic. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Her name is Lisa Rader, and she is an MA, BCBA, Executive Director of ABA for UNJ, where they provide programs, development, behavior, consultation, and staff training, taking care of children with autism specifically. I'm going to give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the New Jersey area today. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high about 46. Partly cloudy with a low around 29 tonight. Mostly cloudy again with a high of 44 on Thursday. And then partly cloudy with a low of 25 Thursday night. Isolated flurries before 1 p.m. Then isolated snow showers and flurries after 1 p.m. But mostly sunny with a high near 38 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a low about 23 on Friday night. Oh, boy. And then mostly sunny with a high of 36 on Saturday and partly cloudy with a low of 21 on Saturday night. A chance of snow showers after 1 p.m. on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, and then a chance of snow again Sunday night with a low around 30. So cold weather coming our way. This is Raising Conscious Kids. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stay with us. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back with our guest from ABA for UNJ, Lisa Rader. Thanks.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy, filling in for Kim Pramatic on Raising Conscious Kids, and we are happy to have a guest in studio today that we're going to be talking about autism and how, you know, some of the services are out there that are available that you may not even know about. Our guest is Lisa Rader, and she's with a company ABA for You, and they're in Union, New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, first I want to tell you thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come here today and talk about something that I'm very passionate about. I'm actually a board-certified behavior analyst and also a parent of a young adult with autism. You know, it's allowed me to have like a very unique perspective on what it is like to actually raise a child with autism, but also on the professional side, see how the treatment services that are available can also help. So I was concerned about what the actual services are that are available in New Jersey. We have such a lack of services, and I wanted to do something to help and make the services more accessible to other children in New Jersey. So that's actually why I founded ABA for You. And it's been a very interesting process. We've been open now for 5 years. We have a center-based program that is basically a full-day program of sessions that are available for children with autism to come in. And we also do provide services within the homes as well. We provide some consultation to schools. And really, we're kind of at a point where we really want to help parents learn how to not only just bring their child to therapy and hear what we have to say, but to empower parents and train them. And by that, that means giving them the tools and strategies that they need to use when they're working with their own child, whether it be at home or they want to go out in the community, like to the grocery store or, you know, things like going to the doctor's office. So that's where we are right now with a major focus on parent training.
So let's back up for a second and talk about 5 years ago. You say that you are the parent of an adult with autism.
Yes.
So this has been in your world for years. And so you have a certification that's unusual, unique, top of the line, and most of the people on your staff there in union do as well. Can you explain what that is about the ABA?
Okay, so a board-certified behavior analyst is someone who's gone through extensive training and has to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree. And I was extremely fortunate to be trained by some of the best in the field here in New Jersey. And that's really given me the opportunity to then impart my knowledge on to those professionals that are coming in that also want to sit for their BCBA. We use applied behavior analysis. That's basically known as ABA, which is the most effective evidence-based intervention for treating individuals with autism. And simply said, ABA is just an application of behavioral principles, and these are put into everyday situations. That the goal really is that through time, we will be able to increase appropriate behaviors, whether it could be using more language and ways to better communicate versus maybe having a tantrum. So an example is decreasing those type of challenging or non-productive behaviors. So our goal is to bring the behaviors that we want up and the behaviors that are challenging down. And ABA has just been in so much in the news now and out there. And it's really critical that if you are getting ABA services, that you have a competent and experienced board certified behavior analyst to oversee the ABA services that are in place.
Well, you know what? This is so important for all of our listeners out there on Raising Conscious Kids to know about what these services are and also to talk a little bit about. Let's go to our break real quick. It's already 11:13 on December 7th. Thanks for listening in. We're talking about autism and, you know, there's so much to learn. So stay with us and we'll be right back for our break here.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, welcome back to Raising Conscious Kids. I'm Jeannie Murphy, filling in for Kim Pravatic. I have my business partner at Mariah Media, Colleen Kelly, co-hosting as well today. And our guest is Lisa Rader, and she's talking about autism, and she actually facilitates, and she's the founder of a company of Union, New Jersey, called ABA for You and NJ. So, Lisa, let's go back and tell us a little bit about autism in general, and then we want to learn more about the services you provide.
Okay. So basically, it actually is autism spectrum disorder. So there are varying levels and degrees of autism. So it's not like one person could be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and may not present the same as another individual that is also diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Basically, it's a neurobiological disorder. So it affects a person's social communication and interaction. Individuals with autism spectrum disorder also have repetitive and also repetitive behaviors, but also can be restricted in their flexibility and interests and activities. These characteristics fall across the spectrum, which I had said before is one person can present one way and the other can present different, meaning it could be from mild to severe in the level. Okay. And one person that may be able to perform daily activities, another person may not be able to perform daily living activities, but might be able to read and write, and the other person may not be able to do those things, but they can do something else. So it's kind of like splinter skills, different skills that, you know, we take for granted, most of us, that we can do these things quite easily. And for individuals with autism, they are basically extremely capable of learning new skills. It's just the way it's presented and how it's taught. And if it's something that's being used, that's effective and evidence-based. So autism is definitely something that is not like a lifelong disability that you will never see any change. It's often characterized as a lifelong disability, but again, it depends on what the level of severity is, because there are some individuals with autism that no longer have those distinguishable traits of autism, so you may not even know that that person was ever diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
Wow.
Do you know what the percentage is of, you know, children being born today? Like, I know that a long time ago, we never even really heard about it. Now it's part of everyone's vocabulary. We're all learning about it.
Okay. Well, you know, first I can tell you that the statistics from Autism New Jersey, which is another organization that has a lot of information for the autism community, cites that 1 in 68 children nationally are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. But in particular, New Jersey, again, has the highest rates of those states evaluated. So 1 in 41 children, which is 2.5% of the children in New Jersey, are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
Wow.
Do they have any idea why?
There's a lot of different theories. One could be that we're now more educated in identifying early warning signs, like those red flags that you would see for a child that does have autism spectrum disorder, that there are some very good services for children in New Jersey. And so I've often heard of families moving to New Jersey to receive these intensive ABA services. There hasn't been one exact reason that I've been told that is specifically why we have a higher rate here in New Jersey, but there's definitely a few different explanations as to why.
Mm-hmm. What about, can you give us a couple examples of some of those, like you said, red flags that a parent might want to kind of, you know, take a look at?
Sure. Well, many parents first suspect a problem when their child does not reach developmental milestones. Some of those are just like speaking their first words or engaging in a simple back and forth exchange, waving bye-bye when, you know, I say bye-bye. Those are just like the very, very basic things that start off in the beginning that parents start to become concerned, especially if they've already had another child prior that was typically developing. Some of the other red flags is if a child isn't babbling or pointing to objects, no single words by 16 months, no two-word phrases by 24 months, and also if there's been like a loss of previously acquired skills, especially language. So often you may hear that, well, this child was able to speak and use sentences and engaged in imaginative play, and then now they've had this regression and they're no longer doing those skills. So regression is definitely something, unfortunately, that is seen with autism spectrum disorder.
I was talking to one of your staff members, and they mentioned something that I still can't get out of my head, and I thought it was so interesting. She was saying that sometimes people, like, they'll be walking along with their child, and they're, you know, children play a little strange. So she was saying, you know, in the stroller, if all of a sudden your child isn't just kind of communicating with you and, you know, just not, it's kind of shying away. So it's so easy to overlook that, just thinking, oh, he's just shy or she's shy. But there was like a developmental part of that that was something to consider, because I think a lot of parents wouldn't even think of it.
Right. Well, often the difference between children that are developing typically versus a child with autism spectrum disorder is not as apparent when they're in a younger age, but you certainly start to see there's quite a gap and difference as they get older, because it does become more and more apparent that there is a difference going on with children. Often, like you had mentioned, like versus having a child in the stroller and I'm walking side by side with another parent that has their child in the stroller, may appear like everything is fine, but it may not.
Right. Oh, I just can't even believe that, because there's so many little things we learned about when we were talking to you all. Tell us about, if a parent out there has, you know, a suspicion, what about the services you guys offer, and how does someone go about learning and getting those benefits and so on?
Well, as you know, we had just talked about some of the red flags. I would just be quick to point out, just because your child may have a delay doesn't mean they have autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. There's a certain set of criteria that needs to be met, and it is something that if you have any concerns, you absolutely should contact your pediatrician and voice those concerns. And if you feel that those concerns still have not been addressed, or you've been maybe brushed off or kind of coddled and say, oh, no, it's fine, you know, just a little bit behind, you definitely should continue and schedule an appointment. If you can see a developmental pediatrician or a neurologist, that would definitely be something that I would encourage, because that really is going to make a difference in your child, especially if they're, let's say, 18 months, 24 months, of being able to access early intervention services.
And so so you're saying that the first step would be, if they have some suspicion, that they should go to a pediatrician or a neurologist to get a second opinion if they don't feel, because there's an intuition level too with parents, you know, that when you know something's wrong, so go that far. And then how do they go from that to getting to your type of work?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say really quickly that there's a website that's from Autism Speaks. And it's a really good resource for families and professionals. And there is a section on their website that talks about red flags and what to do in the steps. So I would recommend that. And especially if someone does actually have a child that's diagnosed with autism, they have like a 100-day toolkit that you can follow, and it walks parents through the steps, which I, you know, think can be pretty helpful, especially when you're not sure what you need to do next. As far as being able to access the services that we provide, the first thing obviously is you would need to have the diagnoses of autism. And then we would need to have a referral from the doctor, basically with a recommendation of how many hours of ABA therapy that the child would need. That would be the first step. And there's a couple of different ways that they can access those services, whether it comes through medical insurance, through school district funding, which would, again, go into place once they're 3 years old. Prior to 3 years old, the state also has their early intervention system that also provides services. And that's another place parents can call if they have any concerns. And they will send out an evaluation team to your home and meet with you and assess your child, and then be able to tell you if there is a marked level of delays, like 30% or more, whether it's in global delays or certain area of skills that, you know, like maybe it's language and communication or social. Those type of things are assessed. So what we have, though, that is different. We're not a state early intervention agency. We are a provider of services, and we are approved through several insurance companies to provide ABA services. We're also a approved site for UnitedHealthcare in Oxford as well to provide ABA services on site at our clinic. We also are a New Jersey Department of Education approved agency, which allows us to work with students from school districts and for the funding to come through the school district to our agency so that we can also help with their students.
Can we talk about, I don't know if we have to go to break, but can you talk a little bit about, because you keep saying ABA, but I don't think a lot of people really know exactly what that means.
Okay. So a little bit earlier, I had kind of touched on ABA, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's just really, really important to realize that it really is the most effective evidence-based treatment procedure out there for individuals with autism. It has years of research and documentation, and this is not something that we just do a wait-and-see approach, okay? There, unfortunately, are other fields or professionals that are not doing ABA who also tout and say that their treatment service is effective, and it's not. And it's a really, they may be doing it with the best intentions, but it really is a disservice to individuals with autism. So that's the first thing I have to say. And as far as ABA, again, there's also a misconception that ABA is something that means your child is seated at a table for multiple hours a day. And again, that is not accurate. So ABA is something that you do throughout the entire day and apply it across the day, whether, you know, we take our children once a week at ABA for You, we take them swimming, okay? And we use the principles there, whether it could be following directions in the group from the swim instructor, waiting in line, working on self-help skills like changing your clothes, getting dressed, you know, getting ready for swimming, and then getting back out of the pool. I mean, there's a lot of really amazing things that you can do when you follow those behavioral principles and you actually measure progress.
That's great.
No, I think it's so interesting. We have to go to our break here, Raising Conscious Kids. It's the half hour already. It's 11:28 on December 7th. We're talking with Lisa Rader, and she is the executive director of ABA, the number 4 for UNJ. And you can go online again, ABA, number 4, UNJ.com. And you can even donate if you want to learn more about them or if you want to donate to their nonprofit. This is really important stuff. I want to just sum up real quick that what Lisa mentioned is that if you have suspicion, you should go to your pediatrician or your neurologist or get a second opinion. It's kind of like getting almost a prescription is what you're describing. And then there's all these resources that can come into play to give you support if they're even with your insurance company or with the your local school districts and so on. So stay with us. We're going to go to our break real quick with the news and weather, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've been lucky enough to be on the cover many times.
And he's on the cover of Time again as Donald Trump has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2016, beating out former rival Hillary Clinton, as well as Beyonce and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It means a lot, especially me growing up reading Time magazine, and you know, it's a very important magazine.
Trump speaks on NBC's Today Show. A pair of plane crashes to talk about as search and rescue efforts are continuing off the coast of Japan, looking for the pilot of U.S. Marine Corps F-A-18 that went down today during a training mission. Military officials say the pilot ejected after some sort of mishap. The aircraft was assigned to the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing based in Japan. And a Pakistan passenger jet with 50 people aboard has gone down during a domestic flight in that country. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Events being held in Honolulu, Hawaii, as well as New York City, and in Washington as America remembers the attack on Pearl Harbor 75 years ago today.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The attack killed more than 2,400 people and drew America into World War II, changing the course of the 20th century.
Never say never. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's Vice President Joe Biden on late night TV trying to clear up the rumors about his intentions about running for president in 2020.
I'm a great respecter of fate. I don't plan on running again, but I, you know, to say you know what's going to happen in 4 years, I just think is not rational.
The 74-year-old Biden commenting during his appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The fire chief in Oakland, California, declaring a local state of emergency as the search and recovery operations continue at the site of last week's deadly warehouse fire. Chief Teresa Reed says they are in the final phase of that operation, but that searchers will not stop until they've gone through every single inch of that warehouse. She says they've identified 35 of the 36 victims recovered so far from that Friday night fire. Wow, talk about a tough crowd at a comedy club. Detectives in New Jersey are looking for suspects who fired dozens of shots during such a show in New Jersey a few days ago. Scott Pringle has that story.
Dramatic video shows Brooklyn comedian Tony Bird telling a joke and then running off stage as bullets started flying.
I see a lot of bling around this nation.
Evidence shows three guns were involved, 30 bullets fired, and several people recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives believe somebody was targeted inside the show. Now, this happened Friday night at the Sports in the City Food and Lounge in Bloomfield. A $5,000 reward is being offered in the case. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise comes to the aid of fellow Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, who has a habit of smoking ribs on the balcony of his Capitol Hill office. A Capitol official said it was a fire hazard and he had to stop. Scalise defends Gohmert and ends up getting the Capitol to back down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, welcome back to Raising Conscious Kids. It's 11:34 on December 7th. Hope you're enjoying the holiday season. I can't believe it's like 17 days or something to Christmas. It's like, oh my God, it's coming so fast. So right now, today, if you're listening in the New Jersey area, it's cloudy weather outside, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 46. Partly cloudy with a low about 29 tonight. Mostly cloudy all day on Thursday with a high of 44 and a low of 25. Isolated flurries before 1 p.m. on Friday, and then isolated snow showers or flurries after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high of 38, and then it starts to get cold. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low about 23, then mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 36 and a low of 21. And then a chance of snow showers again after 1 p.m. on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, and then a chance of snow again on Sunday night with a low around 30 degrees. I am again Jeannie Murphy, my business partner in Mariah Media. Colleen Kelly's co-hosting today. We're filling in for the awesome host of the show, Raising Conscious Kids, Kim Pramatic. We hope she's having a great day. And then we're back to our conversation here on autism and some of the amazing services available, particularly with the treatment of ABA style by Lisa Rader, who's the executive director of a location in New Jersey called ABA for You, NJ and Union. And if you've been listening along, she's been talking about the difference between the type of treatments and how you can even early diagnose, get a little bit of an idea of what the red flags are if you're suspicious that someone you may know may be having some symptoms of autism, and then some of the services that are available, which are really incredible. So thank you for being here again, Lisa.
Well, thank you for having me today.
All right, so why don't you go back and tell us a little bit more and about your intake services, a little bit more about, you know, the whole process and anything that you'd like everybody out there to know about.
Okay. Well, I think it's important for everybody to know that we actually have a lot of fun working with our kiddos. I have an amazing team at ABA for You. I'm really very lucky and fortunate to be able to work with them. And, you know, it's so much fun, and it's just great to see the kids make progress and see the staff, like, working with them, and they're laughing, and we're trying different toys and seeing, you know, what are their preferred items, what do they like to do, and also
allowing them opportunities to do activities that they probably would not be able to do as easily outside because they might need additional support. Okay, so let me give you some examples. Some of the enrichment activities that are actually sponsored through our nonprofit organization are, in addition to swimming, we do art and we have gym. We have also looked at some other outings that we want to do. And what makes it unique about this is that I'll have a parent come to me and say, you know, I really wanted to take my child to this gymnastics class on Saturday mornings, but, you know, he's really having a hard time following directions and I don't know what to do at this point. So that is where I tell you about us being able to provide additional support. And so we will go and look at, okay, well, what skills does the child currently have? What do we need to do to break down skills that the child may be struggling with? And us then go into the actual gym class and being able to provide some support with the goal, of course, of us fading our presence out. So we don't want them to become dependent upon us, but at the same point, we do need to start from somewhere. And that kind of goes with those other activities I explained. It's the same thing if you want to send your child to an art class. And, you know, we had a special education teacher who had come out and also, you know, did some activities with the kids at the clinic. And, you know, I just think it's really fun. And I think it's important that everybody understands that we don't just sit at a table all day.
No, I think that's really great that you mentioned that, because again, people like who don't understand the differences of the services offered, like you said, there are some just wait and see providers. They probably do spend a lot more time at the table all day, but you're saying, let's get them well-rounded. Let's take advantage of all of these different opportunities. And I wanted to ask you about your the area that you provide services in New Jersey. Can you tell us a little bit about your regions?
Sure. So we primarily have, you know, our center-based program, which is in Union. It's actually a really nice location just because it's right off the parkway, like literally off of exit 138 where Kenilworth borders Union. So it's very convenient for parents because I know they have to go to work and so they don't have such a difficult commute. And that's just one thing I like to point out. But as far as areas that we cover, primarily it's Essex County, Union County, and we try to go outside of that area sometimes if there is enough staffing in that area to be able to actually support a home program. But, you know, I'm one that thinks it's not good to have a high quantity of students, clients, or patients. We need to make sure that we have a very good quality control and that it's being monitored effectively. And I am one to rather have a small amount of children that we serve versus trying to, like I said, go on a larger scale because we have a very intensive supervision program at our center, and we require our therapists to get that intensive level of training. Many of them are preparing to sit for their own board exam to get their BCBA, and before we send them off-site into a home, we have to make sure that they know what they are doing and that they are competent and that they've been able to pass performance measurements because you're now going into someone's home. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about, okay, what can I do? But it's also teaching them to be empathetic to the families because I've heard in the past sometimes like, oh, someone came into my house and they just started, you know, telling me everything that I'm doing wrong. And that's not a good way either. I've worked with professionals that have taken the time to really get to know you and your child and figure out, okay, what can we do collaboratively for this to work, for us to be able to help you and help your child? And when I mean by help you, the parent, that means by training the parent, okay? So that's just something that I really do take very seriously because I am definitely not someone who supports just kind of throwing people out there to fill vacancies.
Can you give an example of some of the training like that you would tell a parent at home, something that they would need to learn from you guys?
Yes. So one example could be something simple as brushing teeth. So, you know, a child's not tolerating having their teeth brushed. It's a very big struggle for the family, and they will tell us we're having a really difficult time. And so then we'll go and we'll look at, okay, what are the steps involved with brushing teeth and what can we do to help the child? It could be something as simple as putting in a picture schedule and the child could follow the pictures of each step that they need to do. And it's definitely something that, again, has to be very individualized.
Right.
So not all the children may not do so well with following a picture schedule, but like I said, there's many different ways to get what you want done. And that's what the beauty is about what we do and what I was trained to do from my professors and from my former mentors as well, that you can get to the target that you want, but it may not be the same route every single time because each child is unique.
Right. So you have to really get to know them so well and their family and then be able to individualize the program for them. I love the distinction that you have about the ABA. Again, I want everybody to know that this is a very important differentiator for the treatment of autism. And Lisa Rader here is executive director of ABA 4, the number 4U, NJ. That's the website. And you can donate. I want you to know that, again, these programs that are offered by them, literally, Lisa and her staff have chosen to undertake in addition to the services that others would not provide because she and her staff care that much. So if you're interested in supporting and you understand that there are so many programs, like there is you have a swimming program at the YMCA, you have the art classes, you can just make a simple donation online if you go to the website. But it's important, again, to know these are services that are extra special that are offered by Lisa and her team over there. So
I realized I don't know if I actually answered your question, and I apologize because you had mentioned about what the actual process is. So I'm sorry. I just get really excited about talking about this and easily get diverted. So
that's why you're here today on Raising Conscious Kids.
So in terms of the intake process, again, we talked about some of those red flags. Once you have actually received, your child has received that diagnosis of autism, you would then contact us. We have a care coordinator whose job is to basically walk the family through the entire process of, okay, submitting the script from the doctor, talking about the services we provide. We do tours on site. Of course, we always maintain HIPAA compliance, but we do offer times that are not interruptive to our other children that are there receiving services. We're very cognizant of that fact. But we do need to be able to speak with the family and have them bring their child. And we don't even charge for that. We just want to meet them. And we call it our meet and greet. And it's really just a time for us to meet and see the child and parents to be able to ask questions. And we want to make sure that everybody's on the same page and they're comfortable. Okay. And then once we've got beyond that, and the parent says, yes, I would love for my child to come here, we then start with the initial assessment process. And that is, again, where the care coordinator contacts insurance company, works on getting the authorization, and we then do the intake process. And the intake process is basically an evaluation, an assessment that we do with the children. And again, we've only met the child maybe once. So we are also aware of the fact that they may not act as they typically would. So we always keep that in mind, but it at least gives us a baseline somewhere where we can start. So like my clinical director, Ann Agresti DeStefano, she actually does a lot of the intakes and she'll come back and say, okay, these are the goals that we identified. And these are also some goals that maybe the parents has asked for as well that we may not have had the opportunity to see yet because, again, we're with the clinic. But then we put those all together and we put goals that cover whether it be from self-help skills, social skills, language, daily living skills, play skills, working on imitation, because that's such an important foundation, having those imitative skills. For example, you know, if Anne sees that the child's not imitating pushing the car while she's playing cars. And, you know, those are like little things that we know right away, okay, we have to start working on this because it's not just, okay, you didn't push a car. It's, again, a foundation of underlying prerequisite skills that you need to be able to perform some higher complex types of tasks that actually happen much easier with typical child development.
Fascinating. All right. This is Raising Conscious Kids. It's time for our last break. It's 11:45 on December 7th. You're listening to a conversation with Lisa Rader, who is the founder and executive director of ABA for UNJ. Again, this is we're talking about autism, and we're talking about the specialty of ABA, which is highly sought after and actually difficult to get because you can't find providers that have this certification level. And I want to remind everybody what Lisa said, if you didn't hear it or if you did earlier, that there are situations where autism could be overcome, as she said, that later in life you may meet people that you had no idea were diagnosed with it, and it's because of this specialized early intervention training. So we're going to go again to our quick break. This is, again, Raising Conscious Kids, filling in for Kim Pramatic, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to Raising Conscious Kids. I'm Jeannie Murphy, co-hosting here with Colleen Kelly of Mariah Media. We're filling in for Kim Pramatic, who is this awesome host of this show, Raising Conscious Kids. And our guest is Lisa Rader from ABA 4, number 4U. NJ, you could go online and check it out. And she's talking about the special services that they provide for autistic children and their families across the state of New Jersey. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about what makes your program so different than the rest.
Well, first I have to preface by saying, you know, that there is no identified cure for autism, okay? So it would be unethical for me to say, okay, you come here and then now your child's cured, okay? Because that's not how it works. But in terms of what makes us stand out, and that also allows a lot of the individuals with autism who have received services be able to have more independence, whether it would be from moving on from a clinical-based setting, which has a higher ratio of staff. We have a one-to-one ratio, and we have a very dense ratio of BCBAs. So, for example, BCBA might have 25 cases, maybe in a school district, where our BCBAs have like 4 cases, which is a wonderful ratio, okay? So that's one thing that definitely makes us stand out. We do work really hard to participate and network with some of the insurance companies. There are not a lot of providers in the state of New Jersey that actually have center-based programs which actually accept insurance. So there are, fortunately, providers that are going out in the homes that do accept insurance, but in terms of center-based services, the number is very low. So that's something that, you know, we provide, and we constantly are trying to figure out different ways of how we can make this work because, you know, we don't like turning families away. And if it's an instance that we can't do something, we always follow up and make sure we've pointed them in the right direction, given them some resources and referrals. And if they need something even more specialized or they need to go to a BCBA who has an expertise in a certain area, we will absolutely give them that information and actually reach out to that provider as well. So, it's not just about us having kids come. It's a much bigger picture than that. Okay. So the other thing that I just wanted to mention is that we also have an intensive BCBA supervision program. Our BCBAs are great, and they really take on the role of mentoring these graduate students that are coming through that also want to get their BCBA. I mean, we have teachers there. We have providers that have their master's degrees. And I mean, these people are very dedicated and well-educated. And we make sure that the people that we have coming in and work for us have gone through a rigorous cycle of, it's not like they're being interrogated, but, you know, I want to make sure that I can basically state with 100% certainty that this is the right person for our organization and they're going to provide a high level of services.
The best.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a very high level expectation for our children. We don't have a low bar. And I have a very high level of my staff that I expect as well. And I think that it makes us so proud of what we do because we know we're not just cutting corners.
That's a huge differentiator. And Colleen and I have been to the location and we see what you're talking about how passionate you all are about what you're doing. And like you said, you want the best for the kids and for their families, and you won't accept less, right?
Yes.
What about, is there something else that you'd like to speak about? I wanted to ask you if you have a couple examples of some stories that you recognize over your years that are personal to you.
Well, I have so many stories. The emphasis seems to be a lot, on early intervention. And I have to just tell everybody that ABA is not just for little kids. It works for older individuals with autism and young adults and other individuals with related disorders to autism. So it's just important to point that. I don't want anyone to think that it's just for autism and it can't work.
Yeah, or if they missed it, that all of a sudden it's too late and they're over. I mean, I would be thinking that if I were listening right now.
Right. Absolutely. That's a really good point because we've had children, that have come in at 18 months, come in with no language at all, and then here we are 3 years later and they are now integrated into a typical preschool or a kindergarten program with, of course, a whole level of programming and supports and all these things that went into play to make that happen. But it also doesn't mean, though, that if your child is, let's say, 12 years old and they really didn't get assessed ABA services or maybe a good quality of ABA services, we don't just say, okay, that's it. It's too late. No, absolutely. You can still do ABA. I mean, we've had older children in our home programs and we've gone from, teaching them how to manage their own time effectively, how to follow a schedule at home, how to maybe help with a chore in the house, whether it could be helping sorting silverware or making a meal. Making a meal is a pretty popular one, by the way, or a snack, especially popcorn. We've had a lot of kids like to make popcorn. But anyways, it just makes me laugh because, to see the kids go from, being upset or not having really appropriate ways to communicate and then going from the opposite end to laughing and smiling and sometimes even just acknowledging we're there and coming up and giving us like a high five, So it's not if your child doesn't talk or your child does talk. There's still many ways to get through what we need to do and to make sure that it's had a long lasting impression on that child and improve their quality of life.
And I'm sure the parents are thrilled about it, too, because they need your support as much as the kids because they don't know how to deal with this. So you're teaching them probably makes it all a lot better.
Absolutely. And I think it's just interesting learning about the different techniques, again, that you are distinguished by with ABA. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Raising Conscious Kids. We only have 2 or 3 minutes left in the show. And Lisa Rader is the executive director, founder of ABA, the number 4UNJ.com. And, what would you like to leave everybody out there with the last 2 minutes of your time?
I would say, number one, if you have any concerns about your child, don't hesitate. Just go and get a professional to assess your child. There's nothing wrong with it. You can't hurt by doing it. Two, if your child does have a diagnosis of autism, it's not the end of the world. Okay, a lot of parents.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The suspect is a black male by the name of Manguel Limbrick. They have set up a perimeter in the Murphy Mill Road area, which is near Country Club Drive here in Americus.
A report from the scene of a golf course next to Georgia Southwestern State University, where two police officers were shot by a suspect still at large. Police sources say they don't know why the officers were in the area because that was not their patrol area.
The officers, well, the Americus Police Department, as well as the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, are trying to determine why they were there on that call. No call had been dispatched.
Republican leaders in Congress say Obamacare is going as soon as Congress begins under President-elect Trump. Here's Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Obamacare repeal resolution will be the first item up in the new year.
Retired General John Kelly is going to be named to run the Department of Homeland Security. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes...